Welcome to Configure It Done, the podcast where SAP leaders share real insights, proven strategies, and stories from front lines of major SAP transformations. Get inspired, get informed, let's get it done.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Configure It Done podcast. We're off the back of two brilliant episodes last week. We've got another fantastic guest on today. And Bethany, you've invited Sunil along, but can you give a bit of a background on Sunil and how you know him?
Absolutely. So we worked with Sunil for years as a client and as a brilliant SAP technology leader. So the reason we invited him onto the podcast is he has a whole host of experience with leading the SAP data migrations, especially. And something that's become still something of a buzzword the last few years in the SAP community is BTP. So a lot of our SAP clients talk about it. We even get role requests for BTP, but what they actually need is often very fluffy and difficult to nail down. And that's because BTP is still such a new technology. And so there's a lack of understanding in the market for it. And Sunil has more knowledge than almost anybody that I know in BTP. So he's here to speak to us about that. So welcome, Sunil. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the intro. Bethany, I just want to give some background on a couple of things. As you know, in recent years, SAP has been moving towards a cloud first model, they call it, and with BTP is becoming one of their key platform, like, which has multiple applications running on cloud. ALM is one of them, which they term as a biggest application running on BTP. And with the combination of cloud ALM, some of the BTP initiatives, there are a lot of future-proof technologies we can explore, which will help businesses, going on the right path.
Absolutely. I love it. So I'll start with a kind of a broad question to kick us off. So what are the key business challenges that you are aiming to solve by adapting SAP Cloud ALM and BTP?
Okay. It's for any business, there will be challenges. And until we try a new technology, it's they call it bleeding technology sometimes. So sometimes you do see the blood, but I think it's always innovations. And some of the things, the challenges, what I have seen and I anticipate is streamlining the operations, which we want to solve, because operations is a big area in any business. And the more streamlined operations you have, the more value you add to the businesses and to support their core systems. Then governance is another area which we would like to sort with the help of any of the new technology, improved governance, then scalability and innovation, which are the other areas, because the way things are going, especially when I refer back to the cloud technologies, the scalability is important, because innovation will happen. It's happening at the rapid speed at the moment. So that, but how we can make sure that we are in a position to scale that solution for the future requirements. Then the other one is the cost optimization, because I think at the end of the day, it's all about the cost. The lower the cost, the better it for business. And the last one, which I thought is one of the key one, is agility, which BTP provides up the agility to support the faster decision making and adaptability of changing the market conditions through real time insights and flexible systems operations. So those are some of the key challenges which I foresee to solve by adopting cloud ALM and BTP.
Yeah, governance and costs, they keep coming up in every episode when it comes to new implementations and new technology as well. But Sunil, with some of those challenges you mentioned, if I flip it and say, what are some of the quick wins from implementing SAP ALM and BTP? And then second to that, what are some of the long-term benefits of that? What would you say?
That's a good question. So I would touch on quick wins first, because quick wins are something we want to, spend less time in too much planning, whatever is less customizing, I would say. So among some of the key quick wins, I'm looking at it faster and more efficient project onboarding and implementation process, which we can do by using Cloud ALM, because it has some functions around implementation, inbuilt functions. Improved visibility into system performance, because with more and more SaaS solutions, cloud solutions, Cloud ALM fits into providing the right level of performance and progress in real time for monitoring and analytics. Enhanced collaboration between the teams and centralized tools, because there's so many tools, but I think consolidation of tools is becoming very key. So those are the quick wins I'm looking at, and reducing the manual effort. So where possible, automate all the routine tasks. So these are the quick wins so that we can show business, you know, what we can achieve by using these modern tools. Long-term benefits, as you must have heard the term called clean core. Everybody talks about it. The more we clean, we stay with our cores and configuration, it's better for the future upgrades going forward for any organization, and keeping the system clean. So clean core system is easier to maintain and upgrade. So that's ensuring we achieve that by using some of the stability and using BTP. Enhanced innovation capabilities by leveraging BTP and custom developments and integration. So there is a wide range of integration which you can explore by using BTP. Improved customer experience, that's one of the key one, but it requires a lot of change management and business communication. So that's the reason I put that as a long term, because it takes time, those areas. Greater operational efficiency, because this is again one of the activity where you have to keep tuning the areas, you know, where you can, what fits in, because different businesses have different requirements. So that's more of a fine tuning the what we can do. And future proofing, of course, with the organization adopting scalable and flexible cloud-based solutions by using BTP. Those are the long terms. Yeah.
Absolutely. One thing you said, though, that I find interesting with quick wins is that there is task automation, there's more efficiency, but then very quickly you also spoke about how that requires more change management and more manpower in other areas. And something that we won't speak about this too much today, but something that I've noticed a lot of SAP analysts are very nervous about is what's going to happen to my role. And we just keep seeing time and time again that the roles will evolve, but it's just that new skills are required. So it doesn't mean everybody's losing their jobs just because things are getting more and more efficient. So I love that. So when we look at leveraging Cloud ALM's change and deployment capabilities, like you were speaking about before, to make sure that we've got really effective governance and we maintain clean core principles, how does that work? Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, so the way we are planning to leverage some of these features or functions available with Cloud ALM, the way I look at the plan should be is there are a few key elements already available, like centralized change management. Using Cloud ALM, you can track and manage the changes across platforms. And that ensures the transparency and accountability also from managing the releases. Then automated workflows. Some of the automation on the workflows are really a time saving for the key people, key stakeholders. Then adherence to clean core principles, because that is third one, which is the bigger pillar, which want to ensuring that all the custom developments on BTP are decoupled from the core SAP system. And that's a big advantage of, because a lot of businesses have their SAP systems, very old SAP systems, 10 years, 20 years, and it's not very straightforward to just get rid of all the custom codes. So in BTP, you have that option of available of, you know, having your, you can decouple your core SAP system, minimizing the impact on upgrades, and have the development done in BTP. Governance frameworks, establishing clear, clean policies and guidelines from the system extension integration, and supported by, again, Cloud ALM governance tools. So these are like some of the, what you call, interdependency, where you can couple them together from BTP and Cloud ALM. And the key one is proactive monitoring, because a lot of time you don't want to get caught up on some issues before. So you want to get that ahead of time before even business runs. So that's where the proactive monitoring comes into play, and you can fix the things before even it has any impact on business. So those are the some of the key things which I would like to put that in the plan. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned integration there, Sunil, but when it comes to your approach for managing changes across custom BTP developments and core SAP systems, how do you manage that, ensuring seamless integration and obviously minimal disruption as well?
So again, so I think the approach is like integrated integration planning. Planning is key in all these things because, as I said, it's some of like a lot of organizations which are on SAP for 10, 20 years and all, they have their own integration. They are done by different developers, customizing, it's heavy. So conducting thorough impact assessment before implementing changes, that will ensure the compatibility between BTP developments and core SAP system, because they are very different two style of developing. So that's a so integration planning is important, and thorough impact assessment, which we would like to do when there are other products in integration space, like integration suite, for example. That's another one from SAP. So the impact assessment is a key change management process, because you have to have a structured process for managing the changes, including approval, testing, and documentation. Then automated testing. We just touched on that one briefly, but that's the approach should be taken, like leveraging the automated testing tools to validate changes and de-risk the disruptions. Incremental deployments, using rather than doing a big bang, you can plan the incremental changes so that you can minimize the business disruption. And then again, the continuous monitoring, because while doing all this, the approach should be you have to keep an eye on things, how things are changing, what's the impact on business, what's the impact on your systems landscape, etc. So that's the approach I would take when we're going to go on this path.
Can I ask you a question that I know will come from the business side when you're talking about continuous monitoring? Who would normally be doing that, and what would a role like that look like? Is it somebody dedicated just to that?
It's mostly sit within this. There are a couple of roles. Like there's a role called BTP admin who looks after all the setup and everything. And there's a basis team, SAP basis team, so which you must have heard. They do the traditionally, they do all the monitoring. So there is a crossover between that, but it fits into SAP's technical teams, like mainly primarily in basis. So they manage all the monitoring, the proactive actions on any issues they can get, and they can then contact different functional areas as needed. Yeah,
absolutely. That makes sense. Okay, so when we think about, that's a lot of benefits. When we think about the challenges that a SAP customer might anticipate when it comes to implementing cloud ALM and BTP together, what should they prepare for, and how can they overcome some of the biggest challenges they might face?
Okay. It's a tricky question, but I think it is important also to think from there. So I'm just, based on my experience, the challenges you could anticipate, the integration complexity. It's very important because sometimes you have integration between SAP and non-SAP systems. So those challenges there to ensuring the seamless integration between Cloud ALM, BTP, and existing SAP systems, because some companies still have their same systems are sitting on-prem, and the Cloud ALM and BTP are purely SaaS products. So that complexity you need to work out. And on top of that, there is a cybersecurity component comes into play, because now the more you go external, the more exposed you are. So you have to, you know, put some right thinking around that one. Change management, as I mentioned before, that's a key. But this time I'm not talking about changes within the system. This is more of a managing the cultural shift and training required for teams, because it's an evolution. Like, you know, there's people who work traditional way, still part of the teams and, you know, in SAP ecosystem. So there's a big mindset shift happens when you move from your on-prem products to cloud-based products, like SaaS products. Data migration, data is a key. The more accuracy you have data, the more successful you have your cloud environment running. So those are the things which you need to. It's a challenge, and it's, I think, data is a challenge for most of the organization, but that's how you want to make sure that, you know, these challenges are tackled ahead of time. Then there is always a question around customization versus standardization. While everybody loves to have the standards, but there is always this customized, because these businesses have their own requirements, and there are certain processes that are efficient which work for that business. But what that means is they have to customize your SAP standard system to fit the requirements. So that's always a challenge, and you have to have a right kind of a discussions around customization versus standardization, but and where you can strike the right balance between those two, because you can't go too left or too right. There is no right or wrong answer, but where the right balance sits. So that's one of the big challenge, and I think that challenge will come on. Most of the organization will have that challenge going forward. Another one challenge I can think of is resource constraints, mm-hmm. because you are in that business, you know how sometimes finding the right people is a challenge, and not all the companies have resources or people sitting. There's always a struggle finding the right people and right amount of people. So that resource constraint, allocating the sufficient and expertise, because skill expertise are also key in this area. Means you won't have many people who have, you know, worked on these things, because these are all latest things, you know. So I think the allocating the sufficient resource and expertise to manage the implementation effectively, that's another challenge I can foresee.
I was going to say that the more time I spend interviewing senior people like yourself in the market, senior experts, it's always the common challenges. The technology works, but it's all about people.
Correct.
People make projects. Across anything. So it's just, again, some really interesting challenges there.
Absolutely. And but as I think it's part of what Bethany asked also, there's a, you can always plan to overcome challenges. It's like, you know, challenges are there to, you know, work on. Like, you know, it's not, I would say nothing is impossible, but again, like, you know, some of the challenges you can overcome by, say, comprehensive training, targeted training and support, ensure teams are comfortable for the new tools and processes, because it can be overwhelming for people to get something flash and, you know, shiny, but they don't know how that works. So I think the having the comprehensive and targeted training can help. Phased implementation. I think there are two ways of doing this. Big bang, you can do the big bang, but then there's a huge risk that you can bring the business down for days or weeks. So consider your impact assessment. Consider what are the things you can do in phase manner to minimize the business impact. So phase implementation, rolling out any of the cloud LM BTP in stages to minimize the disruption. And it also helps allowing the adjustments also on your way. You can do some fine tuning before you do the whole rollout. Expert support, again, like, you have services available, you can engage SI or SAP themselves, because in some of the new technologies, SAP can offer some valuable consulting as part of their product product team and product, you know, the go-to-market areas. And also SAP have all those units which you can leverage when you're working with them. So which is a good thing to do, you know. Sometimes not everybody knows that what is available from SAP to support you in this journey. So taking clear advantage or, you know, access to that one, that will help some clear governance. I think that is it's coming up time to time, but governance is very key. Sometimes a lot of people think that governance means it's a blocker, but I think having the governance early in the piece, which will definitely give you peace of mind on the long term, because things are more exposed in cloud, and also having governance is very key. Especially with all the clean core and the alignments and customizing. And proactive communication, I would say, another area which is non-technical, but keeping stakeholders informed is key. You know, when you wear your hat of stakeholder and keeping business informed, whether it's a bad news or good news, I think keeping them informed is a key, because nobody wants to see the surprises. So sometimes I feel that over communication is better than not communicating at all. So engage the key stakeholders throughout the process and make sure that you are aligned with what we want to achieve.
Perfect. So another people-based solution. So last question before we finish the podcast today, and there's some brilliant insights there, Sunil. Let's end it on a positive around opportunities, early successes. What do you expect from the implementation there? What successes and opportunities?
So I think we have covered some of those in starting of this. A discussion about the quick wins, but what I expect the early successes is because these products are evolving. Okay, so and I think in early successes, the automation is one of the key areas where you can do a lot of work, and then you are hearing about SAP's initiatives on AI side, because SAP Joule and all, because they are interconnected. So this is whatever we talked about, governance and early adoption and, you know, the planning and all that, that is building that platform ready to go into the next step for, you know, AI initiatives, which SAP is leveraging on, because there's a lot of learning there. So that those are the key things I would say, early successes, opportunities I can see. And I think the way things are going, SAP Rise, like, you know, people are moving to that direction, because at the, I think end goal is, if you look at SAP, some of the maintenance dates, they are phasing out a lot of old products late 27, 28. So this is more of the sooner you get ready for BTP and cloud ALM, the better you are set for the success for the future technologies which are going to be delivered by SAP.
Brilliant. So really just future-proofing your organization.
Yes, correct. Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Sunil, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you for giving us those insights. And it's nice to actually speak to a customer that's so far into their journey with new technologies. Yes. And Bethany, thank you for organizing this and bringing Sunil on today.
Absolutely. Good. One thing that surprised me a bit, Sunil, that I wasn't expecting, I thought this would be very, very technical, and it is in some ways. But what I heard over and over again is governance, prepare your people, constant communication, change management multiple ways. And I mean, that's a tale as old as time in SAP, isn't it? It's so good.
No, that's good. Yeah. And that's what I was, I'm very technical background person, but I thought, you know, I think it's a right language we have to use to communicate and share the experience, because I think technical can be boring at times.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I didn't say it. Thank you so much,
Sunil. Really appreciate you coming on.
No worries. Thank you again. You have a brilliant day and have a lovely week ahead. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.